You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
On their return, the apostles told Jesus all that they had done. And he took them and withdrew apart to a town called Bethsaida. When the crowds learned it, they followed him, and he welcomed them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God and cured those who had need of healing. Now the day began to wear away, and the 12 came and said to him, "Send the crowd away to go into the surrounding villages and countryside to find lodging and get provisions, for we are here in a desolate place." But he said to them, "You give them something to eat." They said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go and buy food for all these people." For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." And they did so, and had them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing over them. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd, and they all ate and were satisfied. And what was left over was picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces. Now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him. And he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and others that one of the prophets of old has risen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." Here ends the reading. Many events in Scripture prefigure what comes later. When we see the later happening, we understand it in light of what came before. This is true with regard to the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Anytime we read about meals, feasting, or feeding early in the Gospels, we can't help but consider how they prefigure the Lord's Supper. In this instance, there's much that speaks to the meaning and message of the meal Jesus shared with his disciples on Maundy Thursday in the upper room. The description of Jesus taking the loaves and fish, looking up to heaven, and saying a blessing over them sounds sacramental, doesn't it? Then Jesus broke the loaves in the same way that Jesus broke the bread at the table with the 12. And all 5,000 ate and were satisfied, a rare occurrence in a time when food was often scarce and many went hungry. Yet the message of the miracle is twofold. First, with Jesus' presence and blessing, there is food enough for all. Second, there is enough, not just for the 5,000, but for all who would come after, as the leftovers filled 12 baskets. We should never miss numerical references in the Bible, as 12 is always a significant number. It reminds us of the Exodus and the feeding of the 12 tribes of Israel in the wilderness with manna from heaven. It also points to the church to come, 12 being a symbol of the new Israel, those who had come to the church in the future through the ministry of the 12 apostles. In the Lord's Supper, there is enough for all, whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, and all will be satisfied spiritually, filled with the presence of Jesus incarnate. And then there will be even more for those yet to join the body of Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for feeding us with your incarnate presence. Amen. Here's a suggested Lenten response. As you have meal times today, bless your food in remembrance of the 5,000.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.